Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we do want to talk about the importance of getting your cat and your dog vaccinated regularly. It's good not only for your animal, but also for your family as well, because there are some quite serious illnesses that can be passed from pet to human. Vet Sarah Boland is here now to tell us all about it. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
So we're going to start with the dogs.
Yes.
What are the important vaccines to keep up to date with?
Perfect. So the booster vaccine that a lot of us will have heard about, or our puppy vaccines that we give, there's two elements to it. So one part of it is, we call it the DHPPI. That one is required to be given every 3 years. As a puppy, they get it twice. They get their primary course, and then after that, it's every 3 years. The other part of that is the lepto vaccine, or leptospirosis, and that is a 12-monthly vaccine. There is an optional extra vaccine of the canine cough vaccine, which thankfully people are much more on board with now. It used to be called the kennel cough vaccine, and we've realised now that kennels are only one of the places that our dogs are exposed to the virus. So
So it's wherever dogs are gathering.
Yes, dog parks, groomers, daycare, all those kind of places. Yeah.
So really, you should be going to your vet every 12 months for a vaccine update.
Yes, absolutely. They may not need every element of it every year, but it's certainly worth going every 12 months. And so much changes in our pets in 12 months anyway. It's worth every vet I know will do a full clinical exam of your pet at the time of vaccination as well, because part of the licensing of the vaccine is that you can only administer to a clinically well pet. So they get a full checkup, which is always very valuable.
That vaccine you mentioned, that's every 3 years.
Yes.
We have a listener in touch saying that in other countries, in every other country, they say 3 years for core vaccines. Every vaccine is every 3 years, whereas we have to get an annual booster for the second part of it that you mentioned.
Yeah, so leptospirosis, that aspect of it, it's a virus that it can exist in many different species. Our dogs are one of them. It can also be transmitted to humans. It's the one that I'm really strict about. Our vaccine immunity in our dogs will only last 12 months. After that point in time, the immunity starts to wane. Our dogs could pick it up from puddles, or, you know, they go outside, they lick their feet. They're in contact with so many different things, and it's very commonly spread by rodents. So as you can imagine, if they're drinking from a flower pot or a puddle or something, there's just an awful lot of exposure to these kind of viruses. And if they bring that into your home, well, firstly, your dog can get very sick from it, and the mortality rate is about 30%, but it can also then be transferred to the humans in the home, which is, you know, a scary thing.
And how is it transferred? If the dog is in contact with it outside,
yeah,
comes inside, then is walking around enough to spread it, or do they need to do a little whittle inside?
Generally, so one of the big symptoms of canine leptovirus is that they will develop kidney and liver failure. And one of the signs of kidney failure in dogs is they increase their thirst and in urination. So a lot of them will start to urinate more frequently, and it's excreted in really high concentrations in the urine. So, you know, the dog might have an accident, we clean up after them, and the virus is quite a strong, bacteria. It's quite a powerful bacteria.
So the act of cleaning up could land us in serious trouble.
Yeah.
So when it is transferred to humans, then does it present in the same way?
I've had a few colleagues who've gotten it, and generally I think it starts off with flu-like symptoms and progresses from there. Our pets are much better at hiding the symptoms of illness. So a lot of the time, when owners would bring their pets to us once they have lepto, they've progressed beyond, they've gone into the kidney and liver failure aspect of it. But I think in humans, more often than not, it's flu-like symptoms. And
you probably will catch it then, you would hope.
I think it's more of a human side of things, you know.
But when a dog is that sick and is coming to you, is it very difficult to successfully treat that dog?
It is. As I said, the mortality rate's about 30%, and it's expensive. It's expensive for people. A vaccine is so much cheaper. And, you know, some damages are irreversible. So even though you can treat the actual infection itself, the damage to the kidneys and the damage to the liver a lot of that is lifelong.
So that's the annual vaccine then, the lepto vaccine. The first one that you mentioned then is every 3 years.
Yes, you can.
What does that cover?
So that covers distemper, which thankfully we don't see as much anymore in Ireland. A big part of that is down to vaccination. And again, that's a scary one, a mortality rate of about 30% and lifelong consequences, more so neurological consequences. Hepatitis, which is inflammation of the liver or damage to the liver, and kidneys, again, it's another virus. And parvo. So
parvovirus,
a lot of us,
I saw that in a dog one time. It is awful.
A parvo would be one that I think a lot of people have heard of. It's very prevalent in puppies and in young pets, but I've seen 10-year-old dogs get parvo, and it's a horrible illness.
Yeah, it's really distressing to see
it. And again, it's very costly to treat. It's long hospital stays, huge amount of supportive treatment. It is a virus, so it has to run its course. And it's, you know, it's horrible seeing your animal so unwell.
Yeah, it's a gastrointestinal virus, and it's really grim.
So they're so sick.
Your 3 year vaccine covers those illnesses.
Yeah, so they need to get two as a puppy with an interval between the two. Depending on the vaccine you use, the interval differs. And then after that, then it can be pushed out to every 3 years, but you still need the lepto annually. So
okay, so an annual visit is what you're recommending. Yeah. What about the cats then? What do they need?
So cats, again, there's two elements. The real core one is it's called the cat flu virus. A lot of people call it the cat flu virus. It has three elements to it. So two are for the cat flu, and one then is for the cat version of parvovirus, which is called panleukopenia. And that is an annual vaccine. The second element then is for feline leukemia virus, and that is a horrible illness. It's one of the most important illnesses in cats. It's spread through saliva and fighting and things like that, but it's an untreatable illness. There's no cure for it. So if your cat gets it, I think the average life expectancy can be up to 2.5 years, but it's very life limiting. Your cat has to live inside. They're immunosuppressed. It's a very sad disease. And because there's no treatment for it, it's very hard news to break to owners. So vaccinating for them is the best thing we can do at that.
And is that annual as well then?
That's annual as well.
Okay,
yes.
So you need two shots once a year.
Yeah, it's actually they can be mixed together. So,
so you can give
visit.
One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And on things like ringworm, which we know animals get, can that be prevented and can it be passed on to humans?
So ringworm, it's a little bit like athlete's foot. It's a fungal disease and it can easily be transmitted, particularly in outdoor pets. Outdoor cats, you know, they go on their adventures, they pick things up. If they're immunosuppressed, so if they're unwell, if they have cat flu, if they're very stressed, you moved house or you've builders in, something like that, cats get stressed easily, they're more susceptible to picking up ringworm. It is another illness that our pets can give to us. So most people don't want to get it. So if you ever notice skin lesions on your cats or your dogs, they're usually round, which is where the ringworm comes from. A lot of the time, they're not that itchy. So don't let that fool you. It's always best to get it checked by the vet. But it's unfortunate you can't completely prevent it. If your pet is unwell, it's always best to try to keep them inside anyway. That can help reduce exposure.
A quick question from Janet and Claire. So she has a 5-year-old border collie who's very nervous and very aggressive to the vet. We tried sedation. This is in order to get the vaccines. We need to get an injection to get proper sedation. Have you any advice? He's due now for that shot. They're going on holidays in 6 weeks. They won't take him in the kennels without the up-to-date vaccination. So how did they get the needle into that dog?
So there's so many different, we call them chill protocols that we can do. So trying sedation previously, there's so many different protocols. It doesn't mean that there's no appropriate oral protocol that will work for that pet. I work an awful lot in our clinics with nervous dogs and dogs with behavioural issues. I work alongside dog trainers and things. And, you know, in this instance, it would probably be a case that the dog needs quite a hefty protocol. Again, with oral meds, it can be achieved. And then after that behaviour modification programme alongside a trainer, that can just make it a little bit easier. Border collies are an exceptionally intelligent dog and they know something's going on. They also sense that you're probably quite stressed bringing them into the vet. I have a collie myself, and that just, the whole thing becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But you're saying there is a way.
There are,
ways to manage that. Yeah. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in. That's Vet Sarah Boland. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.